This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today, the Litchfield and Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce Agribusiness Committee is hosting their annual pork patty fundraiser at McKay Napa Auto Parts in Litchfield. I stopped by earlier today to pick up our station order of pork patties for lunch, and while I was there, I had a chance to talk with Scott Niehaus of the First National Bank of Raymond. Scott said the committee has been awarding scholarships for several years now. Scott, it's the annual pork patty sale here at McKay Napa in Litchfield, and this is a fundraiser for the agribusiness scholarship that you guys give away each year. So kind of talk about the scholarship and what kind of an opportunity that is for students.
We've been giving away scholarships to students in the county through the local FFA and 4-H. For several years now, we give away a $1,000 scholarship, typically two per year, and we've been doing it for, I think, about 15 to 20 years now.
Well, definitely a great opportunity, and as far as students applying for that, how can they do that? Where can they get the information?
They can get the applications through their FFA advisor or through their guidance counselor at school. We submit them to them about the first part of January, so they can apply from January, and then usually we want the applications submitted by the 1st of April.
And do they need to be high school seniors, enrolled in college, or kind of explain the qualifications?
We're looking for, yes, high school seniors, but also we need a letter of acceptance showing what programs are going into, because it has to be an ag-related program that they're going into.
And you did have one recipient this year, so tell us who that was and congratulate them.
This year is Dominic Rupert out of Nokomis, and I'd like to congratulate Dominic for a good job.
Congratulations to him, and also want to touch on, you're going to be starting giving away some funding for some FFA chapters for qualified purchases, you said. So explain what's going to be happening with that new system.
Through Tony Herman, we've approached each one of the FFA chapters, their advisors this year, and we're going to give away money for purchases that they need for the program. It may be for travel expenses to like the national convention, or it could be just tools and stuff, but they've got to submit a request to us to get approved and stuff, and we're going to do up to $1,000 to each school there in the county.
Well, again, a wonderful opportunity for the schools. And not only do you get funding from the pork patty fundraiser that's happening today, but you also have several sponsors throughout the county.
We have about 25 in total. It varies from year to year, and we have sponsors that drop out and come back and stuff, but we've had very good support over the years, and that's one of the reasons we've ended up with a little higher balance, and that's the reason we decided to try to give it directly to the chapters and stuff, so more kids get involved with the funds and that, and then maybe we'll get more scholarship applications as it goes on and feed on itself. So,
and the sponsorship is open to basically anyone that'd be interested?
We've got businesses, we've got individuals that's sponsored over the years, so really anybody. It's $100 is our sponsorship, but honestly, we take any amount. So,
well, wonderful. All great things you've mentioned. Any other final thoughts that you'd like to share with us today, Scott?
No, other than if we do have people that want to sponsor us, they can get a hold of me at First National Raymond. They can reach Kevin Neiman at First National Litchfield. Mark Stern can be reached at his office. So there's several people you can reach out to and get a hold of us.
Once again, that was Scott Niehaus of the First National Bank of Raymond. So if you're hearing this and you're driving through Litchfield, stop by McKay Napa Auto Parts for a pork patty to support the Montgomery County Agribusiness Scholarship. And we'll have more farm news after these messages. In other news today, the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour took place yesterday in different locations throughout the southern half of the state. I tagged along with the group that started at Monell Milling in Mount Olive. The fields were a little damp from all the rain, but the weather cleared up just as we were starting the tour. After we made a couple stops, I had a chance to visit with the new president of the Illinois Wheat Association, John Ernst. John, today's been kind of an exciting day. We're on the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour. But before we talk about what we've been doing today, let's hear a little about you. Where are you from? And tell us about your farm.
Well, I'm from Alhambra. I'm married, got two little kids, and I farm around 1,000 acres with my dad and grandpa. We've got 200 acres of wheat, and what we've seen on the yield tour has been highly variable. Some diseases in some fields, other fields are really clean. I can attest to that on my own farm. I got some fields that look really nice and other fields that I don't even want to look at. So it's been an interesting year again for wheat.
Definitely a lot of variability. That's been the theme so far this morning, visiting the different fields. We were talking about a couple different ways to apply fungicide, and basically you have the option of flying it on with a plane or applying it with a sprayer. So just share a little bit of your knowledge about that and what you've learned. I know you said you attended some wheat forums, and they have some things to say about it.
Well, yeah, the ground rig really does a lot better job of coverage and penetration. The airplane, it can go out there without making the tracks, and when you're a little on the wet side, sometimes that's what you have to do. We went out early with tilt at Flagleaf and tried to control the stripe rust, and in some areas we were really successful with it, in some areas it was kind of a lost cause. But anyway, we ended up, when we applied the Corumba at flowering, it was too wet, and we had to go with an airplane, which was far from our plans, but sometimes you just gotta punt and start over. So as far as my fields go, I'm not seeing a whole lot of scab, which is what we tried to control at flowering. On our wheat tour, it's highly variable. Some fields are really infested with scab, and other fields there's no evidence of it whatsoever, which with the last really 20 days of weather that we've had, you just almost would think you see it everywhere. So I guess that's a little bit of good news that we got from the wheat tour so far.
Sure. Well, definitely you're going to be seeing more. You've got some more fields to cover. Want to talk about a couple of events that are coming up for the Illinois Wheat Association. You have your Summer Wheat Forum. So what can you tell us about that? When is it taking place?
The Wheat Forum is in Highland in early August. And we usually really try to have a great program. We have great speakers, university people. We do a really good job of just highlighting test plot data from this year, yield data. And then we talk about row spacing and fungicide applications and nitrogen trials. And it's just a really good program to kind of get a refresher course on basic topics that are really influential in the wheat crop.
And that's open basically to anyone that'd be interested, correct?
Yep. If you want to join the Illinois Wheat Association, I think that it costs $15 to get in. If you just want to come as a non-member, I think it's $30. But, I mean, if you just take one thing away from it and take back to your farm and boost your yields a couple bushels, it more than pays for itself.
Well, definitely looking forward to that coming up in August. Also, something going on, you are having a wheat contest. So tell us about that.
Yep, it's a very interesting thing. I believe this is our third year having our yield contest, and if you haven't entered yet, you've missed out on the deadline, but it's really informative. People try different things, and there's a cash prize for the winner, so that's always exciting too. But anyway, it's just a collection of minds trying to come up with useful practices to increase wheat here in our area.
Well, thank you very much, John. Any other final thoughts about the Wheat Association or about the tour that we're on today?
Well, this is my first tour, so I didn't know what to expect, but there's a lot of great people here. We're having a lot of fun, and we couldn't ask for worse weather to walk around in wet wheat fields, but we're managing. We're wet, but we are all having a good time.
Illinois Wheat Association President from Alhambra, John Ernst. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.